Happy New Year, everybody.
Man, this is our first real service in the year. It's been a while. I downloaded a great sermon from this website. So I love this time of year because it's a chance to look back a little bit on the year and the years before that we have lived and think, but also kind of like close out that chapter and start again. You know, I like fresh starts. What happened last year, what we did last year, it counts and it matters and things like that. But there's always hope in a new start, right? And it's a good practice to start the new year and think about resolutions and habits and things like that. And some people give those things up. But anytime we have new starts, it's just like a natural inclination that we have to think, what do I want to do differently? If I could plan this year and me be different, things be different, what am I going to pray for? What am I going to hope for? What am I going to shoot for? What am I going to begin doing? Some of you are already started on that 6 weeks of intense exercise that you do before you quit in mid-February, you know, and that's great. Not anyway. It's a number of you, but some will stick with it, you know. The habits that we start are important. Sometimes I've picked up things, and sometimes you've picked up things that we actually stick with, right? And if we don't start some new things, we're never gonna change. And a really, really neat thing about the Christian life is that you can look at the Bible and be like, man, this thing looks so big and so complicated, I don't know where to start or what to do here. But Jesus made it so simple. When people came and they asked him, like, what's the most important teachings in the law? Basically, of all the teachings of God on how to live life well, what are the two most important on how to live life well? And Jesus said, if you just do these two things, these are the most important. Love God and love people. And if you cultivate these habits in your life, everything else will fall into place and take care of itself. So if you get overwhelmed or you wonder, like, what does this text mean or what should I do today or how do I respond in these situations, you can ask, what would be loving to God in this moment? What would be loving to other people in this? It's just very, very simple. It's not always easy, right? It's not always easy to love other people as you love yourself. It's not always easy to love God because we get distracted with a lot of other things. But it's really simple, and I really like that because I don't do complicated very well. So this morning, at least most of the sermon, you're actually going to do. And the way this is going to work is that I'm going to go over a litany of some things in my life that remind me to love God. And I'm going to encourage you to think about the things that lead you to love God, because we love God because God first loved us. It's just the way that it works. We are naturally kind of self-centered people, and the way that we begin loving God is that God, as we see how much God loves us, and then it gets us responding to God and saying, God, thank you so much for how you loved me in this, and I love you back because of who you are and what you have done for me, and blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. We just get into this relationship that we were meant to live in, where God loves us and we love God, and God loves us and we love God, and that is the kind of life that we are meant to live, breathing in and breathing out, and that loving relationship with God. And one of the things that encourages that is for us to remember God's goodness and God's faithfulness in our lives. As I am reading this, if this jogs your memory in any way and there's something you want to write down, you write it down. And then I'm going to give some time for everybody just to sit and be present and remember some things on your own. So here we go. Why I love God. I love God because God first loved me. I love God because when I was so incredibly lonely and hurting, God gave me the most incredible wife, companion, and friend. I love God because when I was trapped in the mountains during an ice storm and succumbing to hypothermia, God woke me up and helped me get out of there. I love God because I remember the sense of awe and fear and of God's protection when I lost control of my beat-up car with bald tires in the middle of a speeding I-285 traffic
I completed several 360 degree turns at 65 miles an hour with cars all around me, and I never got a scratch. When the car stopped spinning, I knew that God had been with me and God's hands had been on me and God had protected me. I love God because God first loved me. I love God because God gave me the church that my heart dreamed could be possible and that my soul desperately needed. I love God because God came into my life in a moment of light and radiance and warmth when I was only 5 years old, just a short time before I would need God's protection to keep my soul from being irrevocably twisted and broken and mangled. I love God because God has given me a grandmother that has prayed for me every day of my life. I love God because God made me something that I never thought that I should be, a father. And in making me a father, God has exposed old wounds long buried and brought them to healing. I love God because God first loved me. I love God for all the struggles and the hardships that I have faced that have brought me closer to God. I thank God for each of those. I love God for the gift of Jesus, an expression of who God is that I can begin to understand, and a vision of who I might become. I love God for all the tears that God has helped me cry over the things that need to be acknowledged and wept for. I love God for using the story of our church to teach me about God's goodness and faithfulness beyond what my eyes can see. I love God because God first loved me. I love God for hearing my prayers when my children have been sick. I love God for letting me see and experience the beauty of Christian community through our church. I love God because I can still feel the rock ledge that brushed the back of my neck from when I went cliff diving, and I can still feel God's hand moving me away just enough that I didn't lose my life and lose my body that day, the use of my body. I love God for calling me to preach, even though for years it has been a source of terror and haunting inadequacy. It has taught me to let go of myself and to trust God the way very few other things could have. I love God because God first loved me. I love God for teaching me about God's grace and God's love through the people that God has called me to serve. I love God for letting me hear my children's laughter and seeing my wife smile. I love God for the lives God has allowed me to see God change. I love God for the stamp of God's love and presence I have witnessed in the lives of believers from around the world, and the sense of hope and well-being and connection that that gives me. I love God because God first loved me. I love God for the beauty and the goodness of the gospel and the hope of the life to come. I love God for conversations with friends that have filled my soul and shaped my life. I love God for taking me back through some of the most painful moments of my childhood and letting me see that God was right there with me all along. I love God because when I was terribly sick and scared, God's comforting presence came to me in the middle of the night and stayed with me till morning. I love God because God first loved me. I love God for that first morning that I held my tiny firstborn son, and I saw the sunrise breaking over the city and felt warm tears of joy coming down my face, completely overwhelming me that life could be so good. I love God for giving me the hope that one day I will again see and hold the child that we lost. I love God for being my healer and my friend. I love God for the times I have seen the evidence of God's activity in faraway places. I love God for teaching me through homelessness and financial uncertainty about God's incredible faithfulness. I love God for the sense of well-being that comes from having a home to call my own. I love God for the time and history of wonder and goodness that God has allowed me to live in. I love God because God first loved me. I love God for giving me better dreams than the ones that I thought that I wanted. I love God for all the beautiful expressions of love and kindness and selflessness and compassion I have seen and experienced through God-shaped people. I love God for being my safe place and my grand adventure and for refusing to be anything less. I love God for all the ways I have seen God use people's brokenness for God's beautiful purposes. I love God because God first loved me. There are so many reasons why we need to cultivate this habit of loving God, but it goes back to remembering who God is in Scripture and who God has been in your life. So I encourage you to take this time and prayerfully sit before God and love God and remember all the reasons for you to love God. Tori's going to put some questions up on the screen that could help with this, but I just want you to take some time to love God and to remember God and love God and to remember God.